بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to have what is known as partnership in business. So there are certain partnerships that you are allowed to have. For example, you can have two people who put money together and hire a third person to do the work. And that person will be a share. He will hold a share in the profits. And then you can have a partnership where you have one person putting the money and the other person doing the work. And there are different ways of having halal partnerships in Islam. But the question is, are partnerships encouraged in the first place? In tonight's verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ. And did the news come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the two people had actually jumped over the wall into the sanctified area of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam? So he had an area where he would perform his salah, etc. He would do his ibadah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did this news come to you? Meaning to get him to pay attention to what is coming next. إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ خصمان بغى بعضنا على بعض فاحكم بيننا بالحق ولا تشطط واهدنا إلى سواء الصراط. He says that when they entered upon Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and they said that, you know, don't fear, we only have a certain argument, a certain problem that we've come to you for judgment for, and we'd like you to judge between us. So Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was told that إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةٌ وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. One of them actually said that this is my brother. He has 99 what is known as EUs. It's like a goat. So he has 99 of these and I have one. But he actually told me, give me that one of yours. And he overpowered me in speech, meaning he was better than me. He was more eloquent than me. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam says, he says, لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِهِ. He's actually oppressed you by asking for your, you know, EUs in return for his, meaning not in return but to add to his. He's already got 99 and he's asking you for your one. He's actually oppressed you. And then he realized that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sought forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these verses, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَّا هُمْ. Indeed, most partners are actually oppressive of each other in partnerships. They oppress each other. Except for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do good deeds, and very few are those. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? That these partnerships are actually discouraged in Islam. You should try to avoid it as far as possible. Why? Because most of the time, 99% of the time, you'll find that a person will come and say, hey, you know what? You stole my money. Or the other person will say, you're not working hard enough. Oh, you're not doing your contribution. Whatever it is, there will come some problem at some point in that partnership. Except if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do good deeds, and Allah says very few are those. Meaning the bulk of people, when they enter into a partnership, they end up having problems. So try to avoid this at all costs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that أَنَا ثَالِثُ الشَّرِيكَيْنِ مَا لَمْ يَخُنْ أَحَدُهُمَا صَاحِبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith, Qudsi, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the hadith, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the third of three partners, so long as one of them does not oppress the other, or he does not cheat the other, he does not deceive the other. فَإِنْ خَانَهُ خَرَجْتُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمَا. For indeed, if he cheats him, then I leave that partnership. Meaning, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Allah's barakah is with that partnership. Because you have gotten together as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's do this together. And then the minute one of them cheats the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves that partnership to them. Now, do what you want to do, because if one of you has cheated the other. So partnerships generally in Islam are discouraged. Try to avoid it at all costs, and if you must, then do it with those whom you know are honest, straightforward, trustworthy, and they will not deceive and cheat you. Be transparent, be open, and try to have your records in place. Because if you don't have those records in place, then one day something will happen. There will be an argument. Perhaps your partner dies. The children now come into the question. And what happened to our inheritance? Where is it gone? What did you do with it? All these questions begin to arise. So generally, the message today, avoid partnerships. And if you have to do them, then believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have your records in place and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Ameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.